Test 5. Now open your test paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. Listen to this man inviting a friend to go out. What is he suggesting doing? A. Going to a birthday party. B. Watching a film. C. Having a meal out.
Are you doing anything on Friday evening?
Why, what have you got in mind? I don't want to go to that film you were talking about the other day, if that's your plan.
No, I knew you wouldn't be keen on seeing that. I thought that we could try out that new restaurant. It's your mum's birthday, isn't it? You could invite her too if you wanted.
That's kind. She'd love that, I'm sure.
Are you doing anything on Friday evening?
Why, what have you got in mind? I don't want to go to that film you were talking about the other day, if that's your plan.
No, I knew you wouldn't be keen on seeing that. I thought that we could try out that new restaurant. It's your mum's birthday, isn't it? You could invite her too if you wanted.
That's kind. She'd love that, I'm sure.
2. On the street, you hear a woman talking to a group of people. Who are the people? A. Tourists. B. Pupils. C. Museum workers.
Now, please, can you all stay together until we get into the museum? Once inside, make sure you do not get separated from your partner. If anyone does get lost, remember that our bus has the number 25 on the side, and we shall be leaving at 4:15. You should all have the worksheet that I gave you yesterday, OK? And no one has forgotten to bring a pencil. Good. Now, when we go into the museum, you should start your work in room 1, which you'll find on the left of the main entrance. Remember, there will be at least one museum worker in each room, and they will help you with any questions you may have. Now, please, can you all stay together until we get into the museum? Once inside, make sure you do not get separated from your partner. If anyone does get lost, remember that our bus has the number 25 on the side, and we shall be leaving at 4:15. You should all have the worksheet that I gave you yesterday, OK? And no one has forgotten to bring a pencil. Good. Now, when we go into the museum, you should start your work in room 1, which you'll find on the left of the main entrance. Remember, there will be at least one museum worker in each room, and they will help you with any questions you may have.
3. You hear two people talking about a book. What does the woman dislike about it? A. The characters in the story. B. The exciting parts of the plot. C. The description of places.
I've just read The Careless Tourist. Have you read it?
Yes, I have. I quite liked it, though I wasn't quite sure why it had got such rave reviews.
Me neither. I didn't like it much at all. I had to force myself to finish it.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought the main character was quite interesting, and the story was original.
The story was quite exciting in parts, I suppose. I just didn't like the people in it. They were all so unpleasant.
They were well described, though.
Did you think so? I thought he wasn't so bad at describing places, but none of his people were at all convincing, in my opinion. I've just read The Careless Tourist. Have you read it?
Yes, I have. I quite liked it, though I wasn't quite sure why it had got such rave reviews.
Me neither. I didn't like it much at all. I had to force myself to finish it.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought the main character was quite interesting, and the story was original.
The story was quite exciting in parts, I suppose. I just didn't like the people in it. They were all so unpleasant.
They were well described, though.
Did you think so? I thought he wasn't so bad at describing places, but none of his people were at all convincing, in my opinion.
4. You hear someone on the radio talking about a football match. What was the final result? A. Cambridge won. B. Peterborough won. C. Cambridge and Peterborough drew.
It was one of the most exciting matches that Cambridge United's been involved in for a very long time. The first half saw some magnificent saves by both goalkeepers, but Peterborough managed to score twice in the last 5 minutes before the break. Cambridge returned determined not to be beaten, and they fought their way back to a winning position just 5 minutes before the end. The score was 3-2. Then, in the last 30 seconds, Roddy Blake scored an equaliser. The crowd went wild. It was one of the most exciting matches that Cambridge United's been involved in for a very long time. The first half saw some magnificent saves by both goalkeepers, but Peterborough managed to score twice in the last 5 minutes before the break. Cambridge returned determined not to be beaten, and they fought their way back to a winning position just 5 minutes before the end. The score was 3-2. Then, in the last 30 seconds, Roddy Blake scored an equaliser. The crowd went wild.
5. You hear a student talking to her friend. What does she want him to do? A. Lend her his computer. B. Draw some diagrams for her. C. Fetch some books for her.
You look really busy, Jackie. Can I do anything to help?
Oh, if only you could write my essay for me. I wish you were studying history too.
Yes, well, I'm only a mathematician. I don't know the first thing about history, but I could get some books out of the library for you if you like.
I've got everything I need already. But if I could borrow your laptop for a couple of hours tonight, that'd help a lot.
Yes, that's fine. But what's wrong with your own computer?
You've got a much better drawing program on your machine. I want to do some fancy graphs.
You look really busy, Jackie. Can I do anything to help?
Oh, if only you could write my essay for me. I wish you were studying history too.
Yes, well, I'm only a mathematician. I don't know the first thing about history, but I could get some books out of the library for you if you like.
I've got everything I need already. But if I could borrow your laptop for a couple of hours tonight, that'd help a lot.
Yes, that's fine. But what's wrong with your own computer?
You've got a much better drawing program on your machine. I want to do some fancy graphs.
6. You hear someone on the train talking on a mobile phone. What feeling does he express? A. Amusement. B. Disbelief. C. Anger.
You wouldn't have believed it if you'd been there. Everyone else was laughing, but I was furious. How dare they behave like that? I mean, I've got a perfectly good sense of humour, but that was just taking things too far. You wouldn't have believed it if you'd been there. Everyone else was laughing, but I was furious. How dare they behave like that? I mean, I've got a perfectly good sense of humour, but that was just taking things too far.
7. You hear someone being interviewed on the radio. What has the interviewee won a prize for? A. Acting. B. Writing. C. Directing.
So, how did you feel when you won the award?
I was thrilled, of course. I knew that the film had done very well at the box office, and we'd had some good reviews. But it's usually the actors or the directors who get the prizes, not the script writers.
So, how did you feel when you won the award?
I was thrilled, of course. I knew that the film had done very well at the box office, and we'd had some good reviews. But it's usually the actors or the directors who get the prizes, not the script writers.
8. You hear a woman talking about an accident. What caused the accident? A. The man's careless driving. B. An animal in the road. C. A problem with the woman's car.
You shouldn't have been so close behind me. Then you'd have stopped in time.
You can't blame me. I certainly never expected you to suddenly stop without any warning.
I couldn't exactly predict that a dog was going to run out in front of me, could I? And if you'd been driving at the proper distance from me, you wouldn't have dented my bumper or smashed your headlight. You shouldn't have been so close behind me. Then you'd have stopped in time.
You can't blame me. I certainly never expected you to suddenly stop without any warning.
I couldn't exactly predict that a dog was going to run out in front of me, could I? And if you'd been driving at the proper distance from me, you wouldn't have dented my bumper or smashed your headlight.
That is the end of part 1.